Residents of Salcha, a community of about 1,000 people, 33 miles southeast of Fairbanks, are trying to keep open a public water source. The community has no public water distribution or treatment system, leaving residents to fend for themselves to get water, usually from private wells or by hauling it from Fairbanks. Only one local source has been available, a tap from a well at the fairgrounds there, originally drilled in 2002. But a story in the News Miner about a year ago got the attention of the State Department of Environmental Conservation. The problem arose over the number of people who used the well. It serves more than 25 people, and that brings it under control of federal regulations that require more testing and assurances that the people there want. A bill by former Speaker Republican John Harris of Valdez would allow people to keep using the water by hanging a sign that tells users the well is unregulated, the water may not meet minimum safety standards, and people should use it at their own risk. Harris told the House Community and Regional Affairs Committee that meeting the federal requirements is too cumbersome.
You have a regulated water supply that's used by a few folks, and the cost to supply that water in the form of money and in the effort made by either the department and or anybody else involved seems to be either onerous or not in a regular form or whatever.
Christian Ryan, the director of environmental health at DEC, says 295 water systems in Alaska are smaller than Salcha, and they meet federal standards. And unless Salcha takes the minimum steps, use of the well will remain limited to 25 people.
We really have our hands tied, unfortunately, in bending the rules. If they're already a federal rule, and we enforce no rules beyond what EPA requires. The state has no additional requirements for these federal systems beyond what EPA is already mandating. So I don't really have much ground to maneuver.
Ryan says the federal government requires the system to show there is no volatile compounds in the water, such as spilled fuel. They must also show the absence of coliforms that cause severe illness, lead, copper, nitrates, radon, and arsenic. There's no way the state can help the community take or avoid the first step.
They need to go to a laboratory and have their water tested for all of those things, which would be several hundred dollars. They would have had the results back in approximately a month. So that was the communication we have with Salcha. Well, our goal would be for them to do those items, and then we would know their water's safe and they could serve the entire community.
The bill will be heard again in the committee. It is not now scheduled.